Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Dan Bremnes has been a part of our SOS Radio lineup for years. Born and raised in Canada, lives in British Columbia with his wife and his two kids, and he's the voice behind the song Beautiful we play here on SOS. How you doing today, Dan?
Dude, so good. So good to be back.
So I'm sure one of the more popular stereotypes you hear all the time being from Canada is you love hockey, right?
I do. People are like, so you following the playoffs? I was like, no, not really. And people look at me like I've committed a crime against my country. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no Canadian teams left in the playoffs. So I get it.
I know. See, I have been following this one because I think it's really intriguing because Winnipeg and your guys' team, which is brand new, I thought it was just kind of a fun thing to follow.
Yeah, it was fun for us.
When you won, congrats.
Can you believe that, though? An expansion team in the Stanley Cup.
It's probably one of the best sports stories of the year, I think. If they can take it all the way. I'm rooting for them now.
If.
I mean, they haven't won yet, so yeah, if.
You've been quite the world traveler around the world in like 8 days. I've been following you on social media. I'm seeing all over the place, Egypt to Tulum, Mexico, and beyond.
When I went to record this record, one of the songs that came out early, and it was called Wherever I Go, and I just kind of sparked this whole adventure, journey, faith thing. And there's a scripture that's kind of been like the staple behind the project, Joshua 1:9. It says, be bold, be courageous, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, because God goes with you wherever you go. And that's kind of the blueprint for the project, is like, take a step of faith, get out there. And so as I was sitting down to dream about the project, I was like, what says wherever I go? And I was like, well, what if we did a video and we went around the world in like a week? And I was, at the time, I was on tour with John Steingart and Hawk Nelson, and John was just starting to do video. And I said, John, what do you think of this idea? And he's like, I'm in. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you're dumb. This may not work out for you. But it did, and we did it, and it was really, really fun, and we ended up doing a music video, which will be out soon, as well as a documentary. And the documentary, I think we're in 6 episodes, you can see it online, and John did such a good job documenting the trip, and it was really the trip of a lifetime, and it really cemented that theme in my heart of like, you know what, sometimes faith isn't safe, we take a step, and God does go with us, we can be bold, and you know, sometimes things do go wrong, but ultimately, I think that's what he's called us to do, is be bold. It's been fun.
So was it kind of gnarly in Egypt?
It was. Yeah, we were scared a little bit. Luckily, we had some very good tour guides we found on Airbnb. I wouldn't recommend everything we did.
You got a tour guide on Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. So we booked this place, and I did the whole booking myself. At the time, I was doing it all on my own. And I found this place and I was like, hey, it's got a view of the pyramids and it's $20 a night. I was like, that seems like a good deal.
Wow.
If you watch the episode, you can see how hilarious the place was. Like, it wasn't clean and it was quite an animated place. But you could see the pyramids from the roof, which is cool. Our Airbnb host said, hey, by the way, for $15 a person, I'll be your personal tour guide. And I was like, that sounds to be either awesome or sketchy. So let's just see what happens.
So, and like $15 for an hour and he's hanging out with you, or what?
For 2 days.
$15 for 2 days?
Yeah. He took us around. It was 24/7. Yeah, they were like our security guards. They were everything. It was actually amazing. They got us into like the back secret entrance to the pyramids, which we wouldn't have known about before they even opened. And some of the shots on the video are all like, there's only other, like two other people there. It was, and we got to ride on camels and it was pretty sweet.
So what actually is in the pyramids? I mean, seriously.
Well, we actually went up inside of one of the pyramids and there's a lot of secret passageways. So when they built these, they built them basically, you know, to bury the pharaoh, but there's a lot of secret caverns. So when we went through it, they're very short because people were shorter back then. So you're kind of ducking down and it's really sweaty and you go up to the top and then all of a sudden there's this big room and there's the place where the pharaoh was buried. And some of these rooms they just found in the last few years. So they're kind of discovering more and more. So the answer to that question is, I think there's a lot, but we just saw one room.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's very CIA.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.
We're talking to Dan Bremnes on SOS Radio. You're the world traveler. I mean, you spent a lot of time working with Youth with a Mission in Australia when you were younger too, right?
That kind of sparked my interest for travel. I'd grown up in a small town in British Columbia. I'd never been anywhere. And after I graduated, I found this thing called YWAM, and we went on a trip, and I was there for 6 months, and then we ended up going to Indonesia and Japan and doing outreach. And I just kind of woke up to the world, like how big it is and how easy it is to get around. And it was a really refreshing experience and a life-changing experience.
So what kind of work were you doing with YWAM?
3 months is like intense study in the Bible and like introspective, and like it's like being at camp every day, you know, learning and growing a lot personally. And it's one of those things, you know, where you go on a mission trip and you're like, I'm gonna go and change the world, and you realize after the whole thing was over, it's like the whole point of that was actually to change me. I got more changed by the people in Indonesia. I learned more from them than they probably did from me. And yeah, so in the 2 months of outreach, we kind of went and we helped out at some local orphanages, or when we were in Japan, we helped out at a local church. We kind of just did what we could to help in the moment. And if you're doing a short-term missions trip, you don't have enough time to get to know everybody and really build relationships. It's kind of like help out where you can and just kind of be the hands and feet of Jesus.
So how is that all spoken into your view of doing music?
Well, I mean, on that trip, it was kind of the moment where I realized what I wanted to do with music. Up until that point, I mean, I was 17, 18 when I took that trip. I was, in my mind, I was like, I just want to be a rock star. And, you know, I just want to play in front of a bunch of people, which was sort of innocent, but also sort of shallow. And on that trip, my leader said, hey, can you lead worship for the group? And he said that over and over again. And I guess after doing it time and time again, I started to see how music could impact people in a powerful way. And to me, the whole thing flipped and I realized, oh, I could do this, not for me, but for them, you know? It sort of comes back to what Jesus said, like, I'm your example, and I came to serve, and that's what you should do. So music kind of flipped for me, where it was like, this is no longer should be about me and fame and like being in front of people. It's like, I can do something that God can use to change people's lives.
Talking to Dan Bremnes today at SOS Radio. And Dan, your mom passed away in 2006. And before that, she used to always remind you, you know, you chase your dreams, you know, do all these things that God put on your heart. Like, don't give up on that. How did that speak into your view of music and the grand scheme of how your career's kind of coming together?
From a young age, our parents were like there was a culture in our household that was like, you do what you feel like you need to do, which is really refreshing. At the same time, is really vague, you know? So my brother ended up going to school. He was very smart and he became an engineer. My sister ended up being a hairdresser, self-employed. For me, I always wanted to do music, and it's sort of like having a destination but no map is really what it is when you set out to do music. So it was really vague for me, but I always had that in the back of my mind of like just that foundation that was laid in our home. Like, if that's what you want to do, you have to do that. And when she passed away, it kind of maybe even drove that home a little more, realizing how short life is. And I didn't want to look back in my 30s, 40s and say, what if? And that's so important as we make decisions, especially early in life, is like, we don't want to say what if. Life is short and we just don't know how long we have. And if we do feel like God has called us to do something, why would we waste time doing anything else?
Is that what your tattoo says on your arm?
Yeah, dream? It says dream. Yeah. And that's literally where that came from, was a reminder to, you know, God gives us dreams.
Well, tell us about Wherever I Go. Tell us about the new song. Tell us about what you've been working on.
This song, Wherever I Go, was one of the first songs I wrote for this project, and it just kind of became this theme for that a lot of the tracks kind of come around as. And for me, like, just taking that step of faith. Naturally, I'm not a risk taker. Like, I'm not. When I was young and everyone went cliff jumping, I'd be the last person to jump off. I would just sit there and I'd wait, and I'd hold on by my hands and then let go. And so it's not really in my nature to do crazy stuff or take risks, but it's the thing that I feel God's always kind of pulling me towards is to take that step of faith. And doing music is that, you know, that trip around the world is that. And I think for me, it's just this theme, and for our whole family, really, like, we're just on a bit of a wild adventure. And every day this message, I kind of have to practice what I preach, because I don't see life beyond 2 or 3 months. But just trusting that even when I don't feel it, that God is in control.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.